If you believe some of the things that you read about Reiki, the system originated everywhere from Atlantis to Tibet and was developed by a Christian theologian who, prompted by his students' questions about the healing ability of Jesus, searched the world for ancient knowledge, fasted and meditated for 3 weeks on a sacred mountain, and came down the mountain with the Reiki system after a life-changing moment of enlightenment. Now, the Atlantean and Tibetan connections can be put aside straight away, because Reiki is Japanese. It originated in Japan, and it draws on ancient Japanese traditions. The stories that you can read about Reiki's founder, Mikao Usui, being a Christian theologian, were passed on to people by a lady called Hawayo Takata, who for many years was the only Reiki teacher in the Western world. Mrs. Takata had a Hawaiian background and was used to hearing important truths being conveyed through parables in an oral tradition, and so she applied these principles to her teaching of Reiki, explaining the history of Reiki not as historical truth, but as fable. Unfortunately, her Western students took her words as historical fact, and these facts are passed on to this day in most Reiki books. But when Reiki was first introduced to the West by Mrs. Takata, it was probably the worst time in human history to be teaching a Japanese healing technique in America, with thoughts of Pearl Harbor still fresh in everyone's minds, and the population generally hating and despising anything to do with Japan. And along comes Mrs. Takata to teach Reiki. So her history of Reiki was an attempt to make the system acceptable to a potentially hostile American public. So out goes Mikao Usui the Tendai Buddhist, and in comes Dr. Mikao Usui, Christian theologian, and a story about him travelling the world, studying theology at various universities to try and find out about the healing powers that Jesus displayed. This was said to have culminated with a 21-day period of fasting and meditating on the top of Mount Karama, where Usui was said to have seen symbols in bubbles of light, and Reiki was born. There are some elements of the real story of Reiki hidden in what Mrs. Takata was saying, but most of her history has very little basis in fact, and we can move on from this story now, because the real history of Reiki is fascinating and makes a lot more sense. So where did Reiki come from then, and how did it end up in the West? Well, the system is rooted in lots of existing Oriental traditions that were practiced in Japan in the time of Mikao Usui, who was born in 1865 and died in 1926. You could say that Reiki draws on half a dozen sources, or it has half a dozen roots. 1. Tendai Buddhism. 2. Shinto. 3. Shugendo, which is a blend of Taoism, Buddhism, Chinese yin-yang magic, and mountain asceticism. 4. Martial arts. 5. Energy cultivation techniques, and 6. A tradition of Japanese hands-on healing called Tiete. All these threads contributed to Mikao Usui's system in some way, so Reiki isn't new, but what Usui did was to put together different existing traditions in a new way, in a very simple and powerful way. Usui grew up at a time when there were many changes taking place in Japanese society. The country had only recently opened to the West, and they were rapidly modernizing and adopting Western ways. There was a great feeling that people were losing their Japaneseness. They wanted to keep hold of ancient tradition, but they also wanted to move with the times, and Usui achieved this in some way by his putting together of a new method that was rooted in ancient tradition. What is interesting is that Usui did not develop Reiki in isolation. He was a member of what you might call a group of spiritually advanced people, in an exciting time when they were all going in different directions, developing new approaches, but they were keeping in contact with each other, swapping ideas, sharing experiences. There are connections between Usui and the founder of Judo, for example. He was very good friends with the founder of Aikido. He was in contact with the founder of a new religious sect called Omotokyo. So they were all developing energetic and spiritual methods which crystallized as Reiki, the spiritual path come healing technique, as Aikido, a very spiritual and compassionate martial art, and in a new religion based on the use of ancient Shinto mantras, which also turn up in both Aikido and in Usui's Reiki at a higher level. Although what Usui was teaching was a spiritual development and self-healing system, he was quite well known as a healer, and his fame attracted the attention of the Japanese military, who asked Usui to develop a simple hands-on healing method that could be used as a form of first aid in the Imperial Navy. Imperial officers came to Usui to be taught not a spiritual path and self-healing system, but a hands-on treatment method. And so what the Imperial officers were taught was very different from what had been taught to all the other students. One of the Imperial officers, a Dr. Hayashi, taught what he had learned to Mrs. Takata, and she then passed on this treatment-based method, adjusting her teachings to suit her Western audience. And most of what Mikao Usui had been teaching remained in Japan. It's only now, with the discovery that some of the original students were still alive, that we can move closer to practicing what Mikao Usui was teaching, and that is what Reiki Evolution's courses are all about.